I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
8 minutes after 10 a.m. in the central time zone of these United States. A real treat for me now, as the Academy Awards are this evening. Jamie Fuel, the first female producer in the history, I believe in the history of radio. At least, and now we're finding out more about Jamie, a beauty pageant queen.
Contestant.
Contestant.
Once.
Participant. It's like the, it was that bad an experience, huh? Later in the program, in the coming weeks, we're going to unveil more. Like I said, it's a human onion. We peel it back layer by layer. But I want to know who was mean to you. I want to hear more about the whole thing.
I was a sorority girl.
Even better. I've seen those movies.
It's nothing like that.
Speaking of movies, Renee Shapiro.
Nice.
Movie
Jamie.
Critic, Channel 7.
She didn't
7.
Realize it was going to be nope, therapy.
Not at all.
What was your
not
childhood
at
like?
All.
Oh.
Renee Shapiro, Channel 7 personality,
morning.
Celebrity,
yes.
A movie critic, Danny Joe Crawford, movie critic for the Sunday Buzz.
And for Channel 7.
Well, the two of you, the dynamic duo of movies, we would have invited Philip Martin on the program, but Mr. Martin's busy schedule prevents him. Plus, he also has an exclusive deal, I believe, with some sort of internet radio. But I'm kidding. I'm making this all up. But if we had Philip up here, we
I
would
never... I am not going to dispute that Philip is a big deal.
If Philip Martin was up here right now, we couldn't... It would take 7 hours
to get through
Oscar predictions.
Well,
and this is a
you know what?
Show.
We do like to bicker, and that's what's so
right.
great about it is...
I love that.
I mean, that's the thing about the movies. Everybody has an opinion, and that's what we all love.
I am a religious reader of Philip Martin. If he writes something, I will read it in the newspaper. I promise you.
However, his website's great.
He has a website?
Blood, yeah. Dirt, and Angels.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, of course.
It's
I thought
blog.
That was something totally different. But we need to focus for this hour, for 1 hour, to the both of you. We've got to be we've got to stay on message here throughout the hour. So that being said, Seth MacFarlane is hosting the Academy Awards this evening. Is this an attempt by the Motion Picture Academy to basically try to
lure
snag more
viewers, yes.
and just and so,
viewers.
But it could this could get off the rails. I mean, I love Seth MacFarlane. I love The Family Guy, Cleveland Show, everything he does. I think is hilarious. But he is controversial and it is edgy, and
but
that's
he's
what
not
he's known
Ricky
for.
Gervais, and thank God
he's not
James Franco and Anne Hathaway, and we know what disaster that was.
Now,
right?
Why? See, I think. Look,
but how
great
was Tina Fey and Amy Poehler for the Golden Globes? I mean, how hilarious was that? Hello, great. But Seth MacFarlane is a lot of things. He's got a great voice. He's a great singer. He does, you know, he's a funny comedian. He is controversial. But at the same time, he wants a place in this company, you know, that is Hollywood, and he's going to do it right. He's going to push the envelope, but he's not going to push the envelope too far.
First of all, he's got a laundry list of hotties that he's dated. I mean, holy moly. I was looking at that yesterday, the women that he's been...
Well, he's no Adam Levine, but sure.
Well, I got to tell you, because Seth MacFarlane's 38 years old, and he's dated some chicks. I mean, you think I'm bad?
Well,
he's caught him right out of junior high.
Well, he does produce cartoons. I mean,
well,
he
exactly.
lures them at that, you know.
Cartoons.
He's That's shooting right. for a whole other demo.
Why do you think he created a teddy bear?
The great... well, exactly. Look at the movies. Everything that he... But the whole thing that he does, he did a great interview where he created the Family Guy because he was trying to hit on a girl.
Yeah.
And, of course, it went on to spectacular success.
Genius. And you know he's going to do Stewie.
Yes.
And you know he's going to do a big musical number.
Of course. Song
and
dance.
There's going to be some
Is he the modern-day Billy Crystal?
No.
Oh, no.
No.
Right. No, he's not ugly-looking and from Long Island.
Well, Billy Crystal has a, you know, Billy Crystal doesn't sing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, plus it's basically the mummified body of Billy Crystal at this point,
right? I
like
Billy Crystal's opening number song.
I do, too.
He can sing.
And I love that he inserted himself in scenes from all the movies and all of that stuff. That's great. It's huge. I love... No, but nobody's Billy Crystal.
Okay.
I mean, he's himself.
Okay, so we've decided this. This is what the two of you agree upon. That Seth MacFarlane will be great as the host of the Academy Awards.
Yes, and it will lure in a different audience. But also the nominees this year are going to lure in a different audience as well.
Is it? Let me ask you this. Understanding now that they're trying to appeal to a younger demographic, that's a great point. Is the Academy manipulating who gets these awards or who gets nominated? Are they trying to skew, in other words, have the award shows just become about better ratings now, the way news shows have gone way off the rails? Now, there is no news show anymore in America.
No, it's not about
and
the
now
show's
this?
Ratings. It's about money for the studios.
Okay.
And they can manipulate the nominations, but they can't manipulate the wins.
You know, I think the politics play into a factor because here's the thing. After 2008, you know, it all goes back to Batman. The Dark Knight gets jobbed from getting a Best Picture nomination. They give there's an opportunity for up to 10 movies to be nominated for Best Picture. Well, there's only 9 this year. I think there were 8 last year.
I think they jumped the shark when they made the opportunity for 10 pictures to be nominated because there's still only 5 directors nominated and it doesn't match up.
Now,
and that's like, what?
I will say this. There's 9 movies nominated this year. This is probably the best selection of nominees that people actually have seen.
Right.
You know, there's
6
movies that made over $100 million.
Right.
So, you know.
Well, I've held it against the Academy since they snubbed what I believe was the picture of the year in 1977, and that was Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah.
To have hotboxed Jackie Gleason completely out of the
nomination.
Should have at least been nominated for Sheriff Buford
D.
Justice.
You know, comedies, the Academy is not a comedic group.
No, and that's
wrong. They never recognize comedies. The last time a comedy or a romantic comedy won a Best Picture was Annie Hall.
Right. Well, that's only because of Woody Allen. Let's be honest. They gave it to him because he did what he did.
Exactly. It doesn't happen. So for Jackie Gleason, who, first of all, I mean, look at The Hustler. I mean, this is a talent.
Fantastic.
I mean,
Minnesota
an amazing
Fat.
Talent.
He's
and
a great one.
Phenomenal
right,
in Smokey
one.
The Bandit. And everything he ever did, he would not be recognized because it was a comedic movie.
It was a comedic movie. Well, I say only partly tongue-in-cheek, but at the end
still
of
still a great movie.
It was a great movie.
And it had Sally Field in it, and she gets nominated every time she's in a movie.
Comedies can only be recognized if there's some sort of dark side to the comedy. Silver Linings Playbook, a great example. I mean, because Jennifer Lawrence basically is giving a comedic performance, but because she has, she's crazy.
You know, Silver Linings Playbook is my favorite film of the year.
Really?
I loved it. And I think they sold it all wrong. And I think a lot of people haven't seen it because they think it's a rom-com, and that's the way they're selling it. And they
a romantic
don't realize.
Comedy.
They think,
is that what a rom-com
romantic,
is?
Yes. They think it's a romantic
Because where
comedy.
I'm from, rom-com is a totally different thing. And
they don't
you
realize
go.
That Bradley Cooper is bipolar and he's been undiagnosed.
He likes guys?
He's struggling his
Wait.
Whole life. And
no, he's bipolar.
Oh, bipolar.
Bipolar. He's crazy.
Oh,
you know,
bipolar.
The movie starts
some crazy
when he's
people.
In a mental institution.
Hello.
He's trying to put his life back together. And then Jennifer Lawrence has a widow, and she's just lost her husband, and she has issues as well, and it's not a comedic role. And then Robert De Niro is the father who's OCD. It's the only Best Picture nominee that has 4 acting nominations as well.
It's all right, and on all the supporting
actor, actor
lead
supporting
and
actor,
else.
Supporting actor.
Is Jennifer Lawrence America's sweetheart?
You know, that's a term
Who's
they throw
America's
around.
Sweetheart?
You know,
right now, Renee Shapiro?
Probably Reese Witherspoon still. She's still...
Long in the tooth. What, is she 35?
Stop.
I don't know. I don't think that's I don't think that's right. I think Jennifer Lawrence is probably, right now, she's the girl that everybody's rooting for. She's, you know,
you
the,
know what?
The good
The America sweetheart girl. Term
right.
is usually used for, like, somebody like Sandra Bullock or somebody that
right.
does
and
a lot of romantic comedy, sweet movies. Not
Sandra
the
Bullock.
Stop it with the age thing.
Is she in a wheelchair?
You
always
are
an
such
age
a
thing
horrible.
With
oh my God!
What?
Stop with the age thing.
Okay.
No, but I mean, women that do a certain kind of movie that's very sweet and kind of a throwaway picture.
Well, they don't
that's
have to
a
wear
kind
anything
of American.
Tight.
Jennifer Lawrence does major roles. I mean, Winter's Bone,
right.
The Silver Linings Playbook. I mean, these are, you know, heavy stuff.
But she's pretty young to be
22
at
right, exactly.
Where she's at right now, you know, in Hollywood. I mean, she's got a...
Emma Stone. America's sweetheart.
Matt DeCampbell thinks yes. that Emma Stone.
Love Emma Stone.
Easy A.
I do too.
Easy A. Yeah. Such a great movie.
Yeah.
Okay. So
you're
Jennifer,
not staying on point.
Jennifer, right.
Get to the categories. Get to the categories.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I think we've got, let's do this. Let's take a break now. Okay. You're right. I've got, see,
you
I lectured the two
stay
of
on
you.
Point. Stay on point.
I lectured Renee and Danny Joe, and what did I do? I got off. I got off
yes,
on
you
it. Because it was all about Jennifer Lawrence. I have a massive crush on Jennifer
she's
Lawrence.
Great.
So.
And she's 22.
Yes.
But see,
amazing.
I don't let, I think she's an old soul. And so I don't let the age get into
that.
An old soul.
With
an old
a
soul.
Straight face.
He did it.
An old
he
soul.
He looked at me.
Yes. Well, I'm
with
just
this.
Saying.
I
you
need
know,
you to know I'm not attracted. He said it to
no,
me almost
I,
like
I appreciate
I'm not
her
attracted
as a professional.
To her exterior.
I think
she
right.
has an old. He almost sold that.
Right. Exactly.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm attracted to her
ridiculous.
By the exterior.
I'm embarrassed for you.
I'm worried since I'm 23.
I mean, he
well,
was,
there we go.
Oh, Jamie,
you should be
run.
Worried.
Run.
Run.
Well, I you know, can't talk this much. Okay. We'll get back. Well, we'll run through it. We'll start with, I'm going to save Best Picture. Renee, are you okay over there?
Okay.
You okay?
I'm worried about Jamie. I'm not
you're
gonna
not,
lie.
You're just.
You should save Best Director for last.
Maybe. Okay, yes. Well, we'll start with the supporting categories and writers. Because I like, the writers have to run the longest. They get 10 seconds on stage because they come from the balcony.
Right.
That's where they're seated because they're ugly.
And they actually start playing the music after they read their name.
Right, exactly.
It's like, no, 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 no. Wait. Thank everyone I ever knew. Bye. Yeah.
Can a Gentile in Hollywood write a good script?
If they change their name.
That's. On that note, back after this. A little Hall & Oates there. I don't want to give out, as we were having the argument over America's Sweetheart.
Yes.
I got a message from someone, and he shall remain nameless, who wanted to throw in Jessica Durrell as America's Sweetheart. So. She of the Bobby Petrino motorcycle accident fame. Coming up on the one-year anniversary of that big event.
You know, I'm so glad you said that because I was thinking, gosh, that name's familiar. Who is that?
See, that's what I do. That's why I run the
I was
show
just
over here.
Really?
Nodding. I did that a lot.
Jamie.
She was like such a big household name there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was
yeah.
like, why is that
She
familiar?
Had a hot 2 weeks,
yeah.
all right.
She's at 1459.
Renee Shapiro. Renee Shapiro, Channel 7 movie critic, Channel 7 celebrity. And Sunday Buzz favorite, Danny Joe Crawford, also Channel 7 movie critic, and the Sunday Buzz movie critic. They join us in studio to talk about the Academy Awards, which this you can see them this evening on ABC.
Yes.
Best Writing for Adapted Screenplay, the nominees are Argo, Chris Terrio for Argo, Lucy Albar, who I've seen pictures of her.
You
man,
don't
she's
have to say
hottie.
These people's names.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Nobody
Beast of the Southern
that.
Wild. Right. That's because the writers have to come from the balcony.
They have the bad seats.
They have bad seats. Nobody want. Give me Clooney and Stacey Keibler on the front row.
Right.
I don't want to see David McGee, who wrote The Life of Pi.
And this is probably Stacey Keibler's last appearance at
you
a gotta
award think
show.
He's going to trade her in
he's
for somebody else.
She actually, I think he's already dropped her. And if you see her at this, it's a last walk.
Right. Well, he's got to show up with someone.
It's a lot. Well, he brings his own little.
Usually.
Award, and it's
right.
her.
It's, yeah.
And then next year it'll be somebody else.
Clooney's
yeah.
got the life.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's funny is Clooney can be a Playboy Bachelor at 50 And, you know, I'm like 15 years younger, and people are already, I'm just like, you know,
okay,
Bill.
First of all, you cannot do math. It's amazing to me how you
carry
get
the two.
This. Clooney's older than 50.
Is he? How old is Clooney?
He's a rapid.
How handsome is he close up?
Freakishly handsome.
Really?
Oh, my God. Every line in his face is just
perfect.
Wonderful,
I can
poetic.
Tell. I can tell.
Line of
you'd like one big glass of Clooney to go,
oh,
please.
I can't
he's
wait
like
to
a
hear
the fine
Matt
wine.
Story.
He okay. just oh yeah.
Well, back to
you know I named my dog after. I have a dog named George Clooney. Clooney. Yeah, go anyway.
Okay,
stop.
Well,
continuing
on.
That was
so
my bad.
Best adapted screenplay, Argo,
which means a screenplay that was adapted from another work.
So in other words, these people don't really even have to write.
That's right.
That's how low the bar is. All they got to do is just put, you know. They
plagiarism.
Just have to put the actual writing, I mean, the directions for the director in this. Mm-hmm. So, Argo, Beasts of the Southern Wild, which I think should win something. And that cute little Lucy Albar is just precious, in my opinion. Life of Pi, Lincoln, Silver Linings Playbook. How can you get a writing credit for a historical event? It is adapted screenplay, but Tony Kushner is the writer.
Well, first
blah, blah, blah.
Of all...
Who's it going to be?
It's going to be Argo.
I put it to you. Yes. You think
it's going to be Argo.
You both agree that
it's gonna
Argo is going to
be Argo. There's a
best?
Little award ceremony that happens before the Oscars called the WGA, which is the Writers Guild.
Writers. That's where all
and
the ugly
the
people in Hollywood.
It's strictly the Writers Guild branch of the Academy, and they give out who they think is the best. And for Adapted, they already gave it to Argo, and Argo's going to win.
By the way, just a quick note. I will be a celebrity reader mm-hmm. of Dr. Seuss. This week at the Clinton Library. I'm just.
Can I get a little sampling of that?
Rebecca Tanico. I'm going to do not green eggs and ham.
One fish, two fish.
I think I'm going to do
fish.
One fish, two fish. So, okay, so you both agree that Argo, not Beasts of the Southern Wild.
No.
Okay, best original screenplay. These are people who actually had to come up with a story,
they had to make something.
These
up.
Are actual writers. Amour, which is that. Is it
Austrian? The French film.
Yes.
It's a French film. It is a favorite. Mm-hmm. It could win screenplay.
It's because it's French, right? Let's be honest.
Well, it has a lot of people behind it.
Right.
Yeah.
The Germans always get snubbed at these things, I think. So Amour, Django Unchained, Tarantino wrote that, Flight, Moonrise Kingdom, Zero Dark Thirty.
Okay, take Flight and Moonrise Kingdom out.
Out.
Forget it.
Out of the equation.
Okay. Quentin Tarantino is an amazing writer. Anyone who's ever seen a Quentin mm-hmm. Tarantino thing, mm-hmm. there's always something to his writing. He is mm-hmm. like no one. He brings something to a script that has never, ever been in a movie before.
Okay.
He's very talented.
Okay.
And this could be their way of rewarding him, but mm-hmm. I think it's going to be the way they acknowledge Zero Dark Thirty, because there's been so much controversy around the film. They're not going to acknowledge it in any other category.
But it's a great movie, and mm-hmm. it by all accounts pretty
Torture's
accurate.
Bad,
pretty
Bill. Torture's no. bad. It, look, ask anyone who's look, been on a date with you.
Oh wow! Renee Shapiro doing material all of a sudden over there.
She's ready.
I love you.
You know,
I'm just sore that you never dated me.
Oh please, Renee.
The window's closed,
Renee. Like you ever gave me a chance.
Here's my Stop. Take on Zero
yes.
Dark Thirty.
I was always too old.
No.
What?
No.
I loved Zero Dark Thirty,
yes.
but again, this is original screenplay. Most of the material was already written because it's
right.
historical.
It's a historical
okay.
event. Right.
To me, when you watch a Quentin Tarantino film, the dialogue in the movie is so compelling. Sure. I mean, somebody wrote that, and it's Quentin Tarantino, and he's the best writer out of all the nominees in both categories. Django Unchained wins it.
Wow. So you think, is that it? Django wins that one. Tarantino wins that one. They give him an Academy Award for writing, which he loves.
No.
And then they shut
That's
him out
my
every
opinion.
Other place.
I mean, she thinks it's a three movie race.
No,
it
the WGA,
is.
The Writers Guild, gave it to Zero Dark Thirty. But I really think it's between Amour and Zero Dark Thirty. I don't think they're going to give it to Quentin. They didn't even give Quentin a director's nomination, so no.
Okay.
Which he was shafted.
We continue on. Best Supporting Actress.
Well, this is a lock.
Here we go. This is what everyone says.
This you can bet the house on.
Bet the farm.
The adorable Amy Adams mm-hmm. For The Master, who I think is actually America's sweetheart, Amy
I
Adams.
Love Amy Adams.
Amy Adams. Sally Field for Lincoln. Going to be blunt, didn't realize Sally Field was still alive. Jackie Weaver for Silver Linings Playbook.
Happened.
It did.
It's because she's not on his radar.
Well, I mean,
thank
I thought
you,
look, when she was
See,
in
Jamie's
Smokey and the Bandit,
with the program over here.
She yes. was fantastic in Smokey and the Bandit.
Froggy.
Right. Frog. Exactly. I'm going to call you Frog. It was a very George W. Bush moment there in the movie.
Wow.
Helen Hunt, who I also thought had passed away.
Until you saw her naked.
She was
Did
in,
you see the sessions?
No, I didn't
From
see
head to toe.
She's naked. The
don't want to see
not
that.
Not just naked.
Helen
naked.
Hunt is 71
naked.
Years old. I don't want to see that.
She's 49. She
same,
just looks 71
difference.
Naked.
And Anne Hathaway for Les Mis.
Okay, and let me just say, it's Anne Hathaway. And we know
Anne.
That it's Anne
she
Hathaway.
She cut her hair on screen. Boom,
we know
done.
That it's Anne Hathaway for several reasons. Number one, she won every other award up to this.
Uh-huh.
The Critics' Choice, the Golden Globe, the BAFTA, the
Don't even
SAG.
Know, that's a made-up award. You just
that's
made up
British
something.
British Academy Awards.
Oh, the British.
Okay. Also, she cut her hair.
Right.
She lost half her body weight.
Right.
And she sang in real time.
Right.
Ugly
but
people have an advantage. If you play an
you
ugly
go
person,
ugly.
Yes.
If you're pretty
Charlize
and you go
Theron
ugly,
in Monster.
Guaranteed Oscar.
Ooh, yeah. Halle Berry yeah. And Monster.
Also,
Ball.
If you play
Monster's
a Ball. Prostitute, Dude. Elizabeth Shue.
Yes,
Charlize Theron.
Leaving Las Vegas, Elizabeth
yeah,
Shue.
Yeah, and Anne Hathaway, you know, plays mm-hmm. a prostitute
right.
in Les Mis.
Albeit a French prostitute.
And what's really interesting, and what my husband
mm-hmm.
had the
mm-hmm.
biggest question about is,
mm-hmm.
it's after she cuts all of her hair and sells it and has all of her teeth pulled, that she becomes a prostitute. He felt she would have been more successful as a prostitute
with
her
teeth?
Hair and her teeth.
Oh, in other words, not a good business decision there
right,
on
right.
Anne decision. Hathaway's.
Now, I will say this, Bill.
Yes. You both
Anne
agree.
Anne Hathaway is a lock, but if there is an upset in this category,
no.
if there is an upset in this category,
mm-hmm. it's because
Sell
Kanye
it.
West runs up on stage
right.
and yells, it was Beyoncé.
Right.
Sally Field. It, when she's nominated, she's never uh-huh. lost, okay?
Right.
And this may be, you know.
What was the Union movie that she did?
Norma Rae.
Norma
Rae.
Yeah, and she won for Norma Rae.
She won for Norma Rae. She won for Places in the Heart. So, you know.
And I tried to argue this with him, and I said,
yes.
well, she didn't win for Mother Gump. And he said she wasn't
she
nominated.
She wasn't
nominated,
nominated right there.
That's right.
Well, there we go.
So
look, I think Sally Field is living on borrowed time.
Yeah.
So, but who knew she was alive?
I think
alive?
She's probably just glad to know she's alive.
Who knew she was alive?
I mean, that's winning, isn't it?
Best,
that's something.
Best supporting actor.
This is the wild, this and best actress are the wild card categories.
This could go anyway.
Night.
Could go either way. I expect
and
you two to get into it.
And what's fantastic about this category mm-hmm. is every single person that's nominated has already won an Academy Award. Read the nominees.
There we go.
Christoph Waltz.
Well, slow down over there.
Sorry.
You know, and if you're going to talk, you get to a microphone.
I can't.
Hi.
That's my new friend, Matt.
The
Hashtag.
The nominees are Alan Arkin for Argo, Bobby D., Silver Linings Playbook, Philip Seymour Hoffman, The Master, Tommy Lee Jones for Lincoln, and Christoph Waltz for Django Unchained.
All great performances.
All spectacular.
All great actors. And it's why everyone in this category has already won an
mm-hmm.
Academy Award.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And most of the people in mm-hmm. this category have won another award this season.
Ah.
Tommy Lee Jones won the Screen Actors Guild, which is usually hand in hand with the Oscar.
Right.
Christopher Waltz won the Golden Globe because he's foreign, and the Globe usually goes
right,
to
exactly.
a foreigner.
Foreign actor, right.
He also won the BAFTA, which you think is a made-up award.
Made-up award.
It's British.
No, it's not.
BAFTA!
And Philip Seymour Hoffman won the
right.
Critics' Choice Awards.
Right.
Okay? I'm going with Robert De Niro because it's been 32 years
right.
since Raging Bull that Robert De Niro has won an Oscar. And I don't want to live in a world where it's been 32 years, Raging Bull, since Robert De Niro has won. Also, Robert De Niro has campaigned
really?
For this Oscar, which never,
out there
Robert De Niro
the flesh.
Never does press.
He cried.
Right.
He went on Katie Couric and he cried. And I don't think you understand what a big deal this is. First of all, for him to do like a daytime talk show,
right.
shocking. But he
right.
went on Katie Couric and he was moved to tears, and she passed him Kleenex. He put his hands in the cement at Grauman's Chinese Theater. I mean,
right.
he's cooperating.
Right.
He's
Doing
saying
the
to the Academy, I'm willing to play ball, and I want to be back in your company.
Danny Joe, who do you like in this category?
Robert De Niro.
Bobby D. We all like
have
Bobby
you,
D.
Have you
in
seen
this
the movie?
One. Yes. He's great in it.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't like a crazy
OCD sports
fan?
Dad that's got to have everything and the mojo pointing. Yeah. And
right. He does remind me, he's such a Philly fan, and he's got all the idiosyncrasies and the superstitions, and it's all got to be just right.
Absolutely.
That's a Philly fan. That's me as a Cowboy fan. I mean, it's I'm the same way.
It's a great performance.
Okay. We got to hit a break. We get back. We're going to do the biggies. Director, actress, actor, and best picture.
Are you saying you thought Christopher Waltz?
It's Christoph Waltz.
Are you saying him?
I'm saying that.
We're doing a show here. We're just FYI. We're doing a radio interview. We're going to we have to talk into the air.
Sorry.
I mean,
go to commercial. Matt and I'll talk.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
I think as long as I'm sorry.
We've got to hit a break
there.
Now. Let's go on.
We're not.
Right. 10:42, Renee, we're back so you can't say nasty words on the air. Getting some direction from some of your Channel 7 colleagues to please take control of the show. Take back control of the show.
Is that what they're saying?
That Renee Shapiro is steamrolling over the host of this program.
Is that what they're saying?
But again, you got to keep this in the context of who's texting.
Did you see the Oscar vignettes
this is my
KATV cohorts did this week?
I missed that. Are you referring to the morning show people?
Well, everybody. Melinda and Chris Kane were our Silver Linings Playbook, Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper. And they did
phenomenal.
A hilarious scene from the movie. Todd Yacobian was Lincoln. Fantastic. And then Ned Permey and Steve Sullivan were hostages at the Canadian ambassador's house that Evan Hoffmeyer as Ben Affleck went in to get out. And that was just some quality stuff.
Well, there we
go. The Lincoln piece.
There we go. Yeah. And that's Lincoln.
That was me wearing Todd's costume.
Okay. I've got to take back control of the program, and we've got to stay focused. So, Renee Shapiro from Channel 7 in studio. She movie critic and Channel 7 celebrity at large. Danny Joe Crawford, also Channel 7 movie critic, but more importantly, the Sunday Buzz movie critic. He joins us in studio as well. Best actress in a leading role. The nominees are Naomi Watts for The Impossible, Emmanuelle Riva for Amour, Jennifer Lawrence for Silver Linings Playbook, Beasts of the Southern Wild. She's 9 years old, by the way.
She is.
She was six when they filmed the movie.
Yes.
This category has the oldest Oscar nominee and the youngest Oscar nominee.
Jessica Chastain, by the way, for Zero Dark Thirty. But this is my point. At 6 years old, she's acting in a movie. That's stuff that Lindsay Lohan can't do right now. Why do we not recognize her? Why she doesn't have a prayer? She doesn't have a prayer, but I think that's wrong. She's doing Shirley Temple. I mean, come on.
Because it's kind of like a one-shot wonder. We don't know how good of an actress she's going to become. You're basing it off of one work. And honestly, I didn't think she was really that great in the film. She's the best thing about that film.
Right.
She's amazing. She's amazing, and you can't take her eyes off of her.
All being condescending now.
But, you know, I think a lot of that is just being seven, you know, just being the age that she
was. Oh, so age is suddenly a factor now for Renee Shapiro. I mean,
well, it's definitely a factor in this category, and it's going to factor in who wins. Right now,
Who's
for the majority
win?
Of the year, it was a two-man race between Jessica Chastain, who's 35 years old, Juilliard trained. She was amazing in The Help. She's done about 5 pictures a year. She just did Broadway, but she's nominated for Zero Dark Thirty, and that movie has been completely counted out because of the controversy, as I said before.
And that's basically lefty Hollywood. That's basically lefty Hollywood, and they're trying to make a statement. And it's why when you run for office, if you bash Hollywood, you get elected because the rest of the country looks and thinks that's their agenda, and that's what happens. So it's lefty Hollywood ignoring a spectacular movie and great performances.
But you know what's interesting? When Daniel Day-Lewis wins for Lincoln, it will be the first time that many Democrats have ever voted for a Republican.
Look at you. Renee Shapiro will be doing
Boom! Boom! Two out of the box over here.
2 weeks at Zany's, you can
so
catch her.
So here's
sure
what's
to
happening. It was a two-man race between Jessica Chastain and Jennifer Lawrence, right? Jennifer Lawrence for Silver Playbook, 22 years old. She was nominated for Winter's Bone. She was nominated for this. Yes. The problem with her is she's 22 years old. She's got a whole body of work ahead of her. Blah, 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 blah.
Renee.
When Jessica Chastain got taken out of the race, up comes 85-year-old Emmanuelle Riva, who is French. Mm-hmm. The Academy loves French people. Yeah. Last year, they gave it to Jean Desjardins. And he will be presenting the award this year, possibly to fellow Frenchie Emmanuelle Riva. Her birthday is today.
Oh, boy.
She will be turning 86 years old. She has a body of work where she did a whole bunch of other French films that nobody's ever seen.
Yes.
Plus, she plays a woman in the most depressing film I have ever seen about getting old and dying.
But you
and,
will never want to see again.
Yeah, I never want to see
again.
I never want to see it again, and I never want to get old. But
so basically what you're saying is that because Jennifer Lawrence is a 22-year-old hottie, and because Jessica Chastain was in a movie that Lefty Hollywood doesn't like because it portrays things accurately, that they're going to give an Academy Award to some aging French hag who is in a movie that was so incredibly depressing I couldn't sit through the entire thing.
That's what she said.
I'm saying that could happen, but I don't think it will because there's a little known thing called two little known things. One is the hottie factor.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at who's won Best Actress the last few years, you got the Natalie Portmans and the Nicole Kidmans and the Kate Winslets and the Charlize Thrones. That figures in because the largest percentage of the Academy is 60-year-old white men, okay? And I think they'd rather give it to 22-year-old Jennifer Lawrence than 86-year-old Emmanuelle Riva.
They don't want to look into the future. They want to look into the past.
Then there's one little other thing that's really going to help Jennifer Lawrence, and that's called the Harvey Weinstein
factor.
He has people killed.
He's out there pushing.
He knows a guy, and he can get things done.
Okay. He looks like a mobster.
So, but I mean, look, Harvey Weinstein's been, of course, and Cruise plays him brilliantly in
Pineapple Thunder.
That sounds like an awesome drink.
Who do you like? Doesn't it, though?
Can I get another Pineapple
Look at you,
Thunder?
The beauty queen over there weighing in all of a sudden.
Jessica Chastain is the best actress in this category, but Jennifer Lawrence is going to win.
I disagree. I think Jessica Chastain's amazing as an actress, and I think she was really good in Zero Dark Thirty, but that was... She was a woman obsessed with taking down Osama bin Laden. If you see Silver Linings Playbook, Jennifer Lawrence's character got to be so many different things. It was such a huge character and had such a great range. And that was the performance that anybody would want to play.
I felt Jessica Chastain's pain throughout that entire two-hour film. I mean, I think she's a great actress. I think this is one of her best performances. She's going to have many more.
She doesn't give a bad performance.
She's going to have many more performances before it's all said and done.
You know who's not going to have many more? Emmanuelle Riva.
Continuing on. Maybe if she died during the presentation, that might actually, but it's not going to happen.
And you know what? If that happens, then it'll happen.
They'll
like,
play
like,
the music and pull her off the stage.
It'll be like the Marissa Tomei when she won. Yes. They'll read the wrong name if she dies at the Academy Awards.
Okay. I'm sorry. I have material to do, but we forge ahead. We're 10 minutes out. Best actor. Denzel Washington for Flight. Joaquin Phoenix for The Master. Hugh Jackman for Les Mis. Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln. Bradley Cooper, Silver Linings Playbook. I put it to you first, Danny Joe.
Daniel Day-Lewis, hands down.
Renee?
Yeah.
Unbeatable.
Abraham Lincoln.
This is a guy who should get an Oscar every time he gets out of bed. I believe people should be standing in his bathroom, and when he walks in there, just standing up and clapping.
Have you noticed that people that win Best Actor are portraying historical figures
or
people
from the
past?
You know, no one's ever won for playing an American president.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
And let me tell you what a moment it's going to be tonight, because the presenter of Best Actor is Meryl Streep, the greatest actress we have of this time, presenting to Daniel Day-Lewis, who is arguably one of the greatest actors of our time. And that'll be a big, big moment.
So it's a done deal.
Yes.
Done deal.
Next.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
Best Picture. Do we do director first?
Director's the most controversial.
Let's do director, and then we'll, like the Academy Awards, then we'll finish it with Best Picture.
Sure.
So I've got to move back now. Here we go. Best Director.
This is very controversial because it's the first time in over 80 years, picture and director aren't going hand in hand. It'll be the first time in over 80 years that... No. Let me say it again.
80.
It will be the second time.
Second. First or second? Which is it?
The second time. It's the last time it happened was Driving Miss Daisy. And what I'm talking about is that the director and picture aren't the same. Bruce Beresford directed Driving Miss Daisy, and he didn't win for Best Director, and Driving Miss Daisy won for Best Picture.
Okay.
That's incorrect. It's the first time that the director doesn't get nominated for the Best Picture because Shakespeare in Love.
Continuing on.
Okay.
These are the nominees. Okay. David O. Russell for Silver Linings Playbook. Lincoln is Steven Spielberg. Life of Pi, Ang Lee. Beast of the Southern Wild, some name I can't pronounce. And which it doesn't matter. And Amour, which is some frog that I can't pronounce his name either.
Michael Haneke.
Thank you.
All year long, it was Spielberg's to lose. And every pundit in the Oscar universe was picking Spielberg. In the last 48 hours, all of a sudden, there's this huge surge for Ang Lee. So out of nowhere, Ang Lee is just, I mean, he's even money. Odds are, so it's either going to be Spielberg or Ang Lee. I think it's going to be Spielberg.
Yes, Spielberg.
Always bet on the Asian.
Oh.
Well, so.
Oh, that happened.
Words of wisdom over here from Low Fat.
Ang Lee. Ang Lee's going to win this category.
So, you two have talked all show, and I need you to talk for 10 seconds, and you're over there just staring at me now.
Well, no, because you only got like about 3 minutes to do the last category.
Okay, so you think Ang Lee,
Here's what happened. They did not nominate Catherine Bigelow for Zero Dark Thirty. They did not nominate Tom Hooper, the director of Les Mis. They did not nominate Ben Affleck, the director of Argo, which by not nominating Ben
there
Affleck
we go. So you
for
take
Argo,
the three best directors out pretty quickly.
Helped Ben Affleck win
every
major award by not nominating Ben Affleck for director of Argo. This groundswell happened, and it was, poor Ben Affleck. And so
all these other awards. Exactly.
Embraced the movie Argo, and it won
just
the
an
SAG,
average movie,
the
though.
Globe, the Critics' Choice, the BAFTA, the WGA, the PGA, the DGA, the ABC, the ECF, the
PBJ,
432,
IBM.
The Green Eggs and Ham, and the One Fish, Two Fish, Blue
Thank
Fish.
You.
Red Fish.
Red Fish.
Okay, I saw it. It was an average movie.
And
you
want to
talk about a movie.
Good film.
You want to talk about a movie that wasn't historically accurate.
The way that story is told is great.
The pacing.
Even though you knew what was going to happen, you're white knuckled.
Anytime
that movie is
someone
awesome.
Describes a, as
not
a major.
Speak ill of Argo.
Anytime
that great.
Someone says the pacing is great in the movie, that's when I know.
No.
That's just like saying great personality when you're describing
That's not
a
true.
Girl.
No. Boom. Argo's great.
Ugly.
Every performance in it is great. I love that movie. Even though I knew what was going to happen, I was worried.
I was cheering for the Iranians.
I held my
It made me cheer for the Iranians.
Are you nuts?
It made me want. It made me. I was suddenly transported. I cheered for the Iranians to win in that movie.
Are you kidding me? Did you like Lincoln better than Argo?
Yes, of course.
I fell asleep in Lincoln.
See, the pacing was excellent in Lincoln, I thought.
Lincoln was in two parts on the History Channel, and I could have watched it at home in Elastic.
No,
I would have liked it better. I fell asleep.
Okay.
The slaves weren't freed. I woke up. They still weren't freed. I'd miss nothing.
Renee.
Okay.
We got 3 minutes. This is a great segue into the best picture category.
Okay. The nominees are Amour, Argo, Beast of the Southern Wild, Django Unchained, Les Miserables, Life of Pi, Lincoln, Silver Linings Playbook, Zero Dark Thirty.
I can say this. The best picture will not win
or picture.
This category. The best picture will not win this
and
category.
And that is what?
She thinks the Silver Linings Playbook. I think it's Zero Dark Thirty. But I think we both agree what's going to win.
Which is?
It's going to be Argo.
Okay, first of all, Argo is going to win Best Picture. Okay?
Yes, but you don't think it's the best picture.
Let me say this. I'm in a very fortunate situation where I have a vote in the Critics' Choice Awards. So they send these movies to my house for your consideration. And I get to watch them numerous times at my house. And the one movie that I could not stop watching this year, and I watched over and over again, was Silver Linings Playbook.
Okay.
I just thought the performances in the movie was fantastic. The one movie I watched one time and never wanted to see again was Lincoln. Beast of the Southern Wild. I watched one time and never needed to see
Great
again.
American Heroes turn you off?
I watched one time and never needed to see again.
Is it because Great American Heroes turn you off? And being a film critic...
Did you just say, is it because I'm a liberal Democrat?
No, what? I said, is it because Great American Heroes turn you off?
Of course not.
Okay.
And I enjoy history. And I appreciated the fact that it's the back rooms where
right.
you tell these anecdotal stories that get
right.
things done. But after the fifth anecdotal story... And your barber's committed suicide a couple of times. I'm done. Mm-hmm. I get it. Let's move on.
Did anybody here see Life of Pi?
Yes.
Yes.
I refuse to see it.
No, it's really good.
Oh,
after the first 45 minutes.
Horrible.
It's really good, but let me tell you something. If you are an animal person like I am, mm-hmm. you need to know that it's not just him and the tiger in the boat, which is what I thought. Like,
right.
It evidently starts out with a hyena and a bunch of other people. I mean, a bunch of other animals, but they
right.
don't fare well.
I want to say this. 0-30.
So go in like 15 minutes late.
Best picture. But I have to agree with Renee. Silver Linings Playbook, the fact that they've got actor or actress nominated in every category, first mm-hmm. time since 1980, just tells you that the movie's performances are great.
Performances.
Not necessarily the best picture, but I did love the film.
I mean, that doesn't happen.
Okay. You two, we've gotten through it. I can't believe an hour has gone by. I so appreciate
it. But an hour spent with you, Bill,
you
is
too.
Really like two.
Oh, right. I'm like a dog year. I am not, you know, that's what it's like with me. Dog years.
Well, that's how you
just
do
math. Just ask anyone.
That's how you do math for the women you date.
Just ask anyone.
I'm 7 years younger. Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
You two have been fantastic. Mm. Thank you both for coming on. We will watch the Academy Awards tonight with great anticipation.
We have a Road to the Oscars on from 4 to 5 on KATV.
KATV tonight.
The red carpet starts at 6.
On
and
KATV.
And then the show starts at 7.
There we go. Where will you be watching the Oscars? On your sofa?
Oh, yeah.
That's where you're watching every year, right? Joe?
Jason Peterson's Oscar party.
Get out of here.
Love
Got a
you.
Plug in for Zach from Saved by the Bell.
There you go.
Stats Norsworthy coming up in the next hour, plus Jeff Money Taylor. Don't touch that dial. I'm Bill Vickery. This is the Sunday Buzz.
I'm Hunter Bell from Bell Chevrolet. You know, 100 years ago, my great-grandfather...